We welcome you fighting men and women of the United Nations to Symphony Hall in Boston, Massachusetts, where you are about to hear another rebroadcast concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tonight's performance is under the direction of the distinguished composer-conductor, Igor Stravinsky. And here to introduce the program is your host, Gene Hamilton.
Good evening. Igor Stravinsky, the composer from Russia, who is our guest conductor tonight, will be heard in three selections from his own music, two of them new. He will first present his Symphony in C, and then give the first performances over the air of his suite Four Norwegian Moods and his Circus Polka, which was composed for a ballet of trained elephants. The Boston Symphony tradition is against encores, but at yesterday's concert, the audience compelled Stravinsky to repeat his polka. Mr. Stravinsky has had a long and varied career. One could add a cosmopolitan career. He became famous by composing his Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring for Diaghilev's ballet company. For many years after the First World War, Stravinsky lived in Paris. He has been inclined to compose in the smaller forms and in a more classical manner. For the last 4 years, he has made his home in Hollywood. And so far, he has sternly resisted all temptations to compose for the movies. The applause greets Igor Stravinsky, our guest conductor and composer for tonight's concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. He will first conduct the Star-Spangled Banner in its customary version. Igor Stravinsky, tonight's guest conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, will open his program with his Symphony in C Major. It was somewhat of a surprise when in 1940 it became known that Stravinsky, composer of music to every kind of exotic subject, had actually written a symphony in the classical four movements. This was not, strictly speaking, his first symphony, for in 1907, when he was studying with Rimsky-Korsakov, he composed a symphony in E-flat, and wrote upon the score a dedication to my beloved master. But this student symphony, his Opus 1, is long since forgotten, and the symphony in C major of 1940 can stand as virtually his one and only symphony. Igor Stravinsky is now ready to begin the concert with a performance of his Symphony in C major. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stravinsky's Symphony in C Major, as performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the direction of the composer. Mr. Stravinsky will next present his new suite, which he has called Four Norwegian Moods. He is now coming out on the stage to conduct the Four Norwegian Moods. Thank you. suite Four Norwegian Moods has just had its first broadcast performance by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The composer, Igor Stravinsky, conducted. Now Mr. Stravinsky will present his circus polka, which is to be another first performance on the air. Mr. Stravinsky wrote his circus polka for actual performance at the circus. It is an elephant's ballet, and the first performers were the trained elephants of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. At the opening of the circus season of 1942 in New York, the ballet dancer Zorina appeared with the elephants. But it is said that the dancer who stole the show was Old Modoc. Old Modoc was the prima ballerina of the act from then on. She is the most illustrious trained elephant of the biggest show on earth. The composer has rescored his circus polka for orchestral uses, and it is this concert version which is now to be heard. We feel sure you will recognize some familiar musical allusions in it. The Circus Polka by Igor Stravinsky.